You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Because I did an episode with Tori Spelling about Kim and Kyle and Kathy, I want to go back and explain to you my relationship to the Hiltons and Kyle Richards. I met Kyle, as I mentioned before, at La Scala when I was a hostess for like $8 an hour at the home of the famous Chop Salad. And Kyle and I dated the same person. I was dating him at that time. And I met her because I inquired about her expensive $18 Lancome makeup remover. We became friends and she would come in there with Kathy and they would bring Paris and Nikki and Kim would come sometimes and they would always order the fried mozzarella. I know it's something, mozzarella and carozza, that Kyle lived on when she was pregnant, and she loved the chopped salad and she loved this like pureed ortolana soup that she got me into. It's like this pureed vegetable soup. She loved the pasta. I just remember this. I don't know why. She loved like the pasta marinara. And they all used to come in as a family. And Kathy met Rick when they were in high school. And Kim was married to her husband, Greg Davis, probably right out of high school. And I worked for Kathy as a personal assistant in her home, taking Paris and Nikki to and from ice skating and to school, to the Lycée, which is wild because that's the school that she left when she went to that crazy boarding school. And I used to take Paris and Nikki to get ferrets at the pet store and Rampage, which was like a Forever 21 at Century City. And I'd also hang out with Kyle and we'd go out at night and we'd go to this nightclubs like The Gate. And it was the era where she met Maurice. And Kathy was like, you know, Kathy was at another level. Kyle was living in her mom's apartment on South Swall. And I used to come over there and hang out and have the best conversations with her and her mom. And then her mom would watch Fair and then Kyle and I would go out. And we cried laughing. We had so many crazy stories. Like we went to my 25th birthday together where a guy I was dating didn't get me a present. I was so upset. He was like a wealthy older man, and not old, but like for us old, he was probably like 35 or something. He's a very, very wealthy, successful guy, really young. And he came and he didn't even bring me a birthday present. And he didn't even offer to like pay for part of our meal. He just came to like stop by and say hi. It was like what that guy, you know, like the big in Sex and City where he never really does the full thing you need him to do. And Kyle and I were there, and we were in my Ford Probe, and we had all these presents in the car. And because all I did was live to make her laugh, like, I just could get, you know, I've always been like a clown. So I was like, it doesn't even matter that he didn't buy me a present. I don't even care. It doesn't even matter. I don't even care. And I started throwing. I'm like, I started throwing my presents that I hadn't even opened up out the window of the car, like acting like I didn't care, because like none of the presents meant anything, because the guy I was dating didn't get me a present. And we pulled over on the side of the road and started like picking up my gifts off the highway. Like, it was a funny bit until I realized I had no birthday presents, because everyone who had come to my party that did give me a gift, it was now thrown out on the highway. She'll remind you of that story. And then one day we went to Mobile Mart with Kathy and Nikki after ice skating. And I don't remember what happened, but something happened and the person at the counter was being rude to us or something was going on. I don't remember what was happening. You have to ask Kyle. But I was like causing a fit. I don't remember what the hell I was doing. I was causing a fit. And it was like there was an interaction between Kyle and I. And like we were having some sort of an argument. The kids were laughing because they're little kids and like little kids. Pharaoh's 4. So do the math. Pharaoh's a grown woman now who's like selling multi-million-dollar houses with Mauricio on Netflix. And she's got like a G-Wagon and she was 4 years old. And we're in the Mobile Mart and we're having this big discussion and someone opens the door and walks. And I go, hi, welcome to Mobile Mart. Like, because there's like a full-on cacophony argument going on. So Kyle and I used to have an amazing time. She'll kill me for saying this, but we were like, this is in my 30s, and like we used to go on these hikes every day, and like I ate like 50 pounds of like La Scala chopped salads every day and bread. And then, you know, she met Maurice and then she got married. I was at her wedding, and I remember like it was yesterday seeing Paris Hilton like walk through with this long like lioness hair. And Paris, what, like looking back now, she had all these little kids like following her. She had like a little entourage in Kyle's wedding. Like, she was like the queen of like the little girls, and we had no idea. Who the hell knew? In New York, they were written about more, even if things had happened in LA. I just don't remember. There was something about her and like Nicole Richie driving Rod Stewart's like car or something. I don't remember, but I just used to read peripherally and be like, wait, the Nikki and Paris that I used to like babysit? It just would never occur to me they would become famous. I didn't even know what famous was. I didn't know what socialites were. I just was standing by watching it and reading it and being like, what the actual hell? So anyway, Kyle and I kind of, we always were friends, but I got married. She came to my wedding. I went to her wedding. I ended up living in Chicago and being with someone else. We would lose track for years. So people wonder like, you know, oh my God, you guys are best friends. And how could you talk about that show? And I didn't say that. I would never say something negative about them. But like, there were so many years that we didn't speak. And when we would see each other once in a while when I would come to LA. We were so close in our 20s, but you know how that is. Then our 30s, not close, in our 40s, and like life went on. We always knew each other, but we weren't best friends. Same thing with Kathy. I hadn't seen Kathy for years. And I used to watch Paris and Nikki, but I wasn't like their everyday nanny. So one day I run into Kathy at Oscar de la Renta in the city, and she tells somebody else, she's like, oh, Bethany was Paris and Nikki's nanny. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so great. I just got like a major upgrade. I just thought I was like working, wrapping gifts at her store, The Staircase. She had this store that used to sell like all these ornaments, these expensive Christopher Ragco ornaments. This bitch was into this holiday shit and the expensive stuff long before anybody. Like, they should all bow down on the housewife. She had $30 ornaments. How old is Kyle? 25. In her fucking 30s. Like, this, she had Judith Lieber bags and like Fabergé eggs and was living in Jacqueline Smith's house. And like, they were not playing any games. Okay. Like, I was in a Ford Probe. Like, I got wearing clothes from Rampage. It was another level. So we'd go to her Jacqueline Smith house and it was like so fancy. And she was having her Christmas party then. I mean, she just was born to be a rich man. So, and I used to work in her store, The Staircase, and wrap these gifts. And I was terrible at it. I remember that's when like the boys were born. It was like so long ago. So Kyle and I lost touch on off. We'd see each other sometimes in LA, different relationships. I always really had fun with her. She's always been really funny. I got to know her kids a little bit years later on a brief trip to Aspen. I had such fun with them. I respect what a close family they are. I always really liked Maurice. I admire that he was worked in the garment industry and came from like a nice family, but not, you know, success wasn't handed to him. He hustled. He worked for Rick. He hustled. My understanding of it is he just worked for Rick and then went off on his own, which does happen and it hurts, but it does happen. But that was like a major deal, as you guys all saw on the show. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, Cozy Earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
When Kyle was going on the show, I was like going off the show. And when she was asking me about doing it, I was kind of turned off that she wanted to do it because I was like turned off by being there and I wanted to leave. And so I remember being at this restaurant and her asking me about it and me just being like, wait, what? Like, and it probably sounded like a line that I was like, oh no, I just want to be out of there. You know, it probably sounded like, oh, don't do it because like I don't want you to, you know, but I didn't want to be and I did leave. So I always backed up. I'm the only one who ever really backed up saying I was going to leave and leaving. People always say, Lisa Vanderpump always said she was going to leave. Kyle always said she was going to leave. Everyone always said they're going to leave. People don't leave unless they really get fired. And Kyle's never in any danger of that. But I used to always say that I didn't like it. And Kyle, she was born to be famous. Like she always was doing her own makeup and like was always looked perfect and was glamorous every day and always had the jewelry. I have a lot of jewelry and watches. No one, it's hard to touch me there. But she always had all, she always liked the luxe goods and like she just always looked as like a woman, you know, in her big Mercedes and a woman about town in Beverly Hills. And she just, you know, this is perfect for her. And I used to come to LA and she'd want to go to Craig's or somewhere. And I would just want to be like, not go out where there was going to be paparazzi. I don't know why. It just always made me a little bit uncomfortable. So the way that we were on the show and in the light was just a little bit different. Like we just drifted a little bit, not in any kind of negative way. I love Kyle, but because people ask, why did I unfollow her on Instagram, which I'll get into. We just were living different lives. I just wanted to be off and she was really, really immersed in it, wanting to be on. And I wanted to not go to restaurants where the paparazzi was because, you know, I don't know how to do my own makeup. And she would be like, she would laugh at me. And now she laughs at like, I try to do my own makeup because it's ridiculous. So we just were different in it. And years ago, when she was really, like, before she was famous, she used to hang out with Nick Lachey and Paris and Nikki and run around. And she was in the E! True Hollywood special as the aunt. And she was in the show with Kathy about, like, be Kathy Hilton's personal assistant or something. And I was a nobody. And I would see Paris and Nikki, but they didn't really remember me. So it was like I was intrigued by that they were Paris and Nikki, the kids that I had babysat, but they didn't give a shit. Like, they were living in New York being super uber famous. And I used to want to hang out with Kyle and them. It was so intriguing. And I feel like she wanted to protect them and, like, keep that separate. Or, like, when people want to, like, be around, they separate it. But so I feel like she separated her life, and it just was different. The whole thing was just different. And it's not even totally a blame thing. Just she went, like, the fame route and I was nobody. Kathy was like, Kim was like on the fame route because of Paris and Nikki. Kathy wasn't, but Kim was sort of like the aunt and in those shows and, like, fame adjacent because of Paris and Nikki. And that's where they met all these different people, and they used to jet set and they go to Vegas all the time. And, like, it was during that whole time when Nikki Hilton married that guy who I knew, Todd Meister, and they were just all living that, like, crazy LA fame life, knowing all the celebrities at all the clubs. And I was nothing. I was nobody. I was broke. I just definitely didn't fit into that. So then I came onto the Housewives and I became known first, you know, in that regard. And I wanted to leave it because I didn't like it. Like, I didn't like being there for me, which is why the proof is in the pudding. I left after three seasons. You certainly don't leave the Housewives that's gone on for 15 seasons after three seasons if you want the light. I just wanted the success. So I left, and she was coming in, and she was very immersed in it, you know, which is understandable. It's very much her life. She's a, you know, she's a, like the Susan Lucci of the Housewives. She's like a career housewife. She's gonna be on the Housewives, you know, she's been on the Housewives for, she's like iconic, you know, she's never left. So I was leaving, and then years later I came back, and we always liked seeing each other. We would laugh so hard in New York. One night we went out, and I mean, the pictures of me the next day and what I look like, she was like, I can't believe you have the courage to post that. It's I look so frightening. It's hysterical. I was like, oh, this is what a night with Kyle looks like. And I look like I was run over by a train. And then I left again. And, you know, she became good friends. She wasn't friends back then. She was always friends with Faye Resnick and, like, adjacent with Kris Jenner. But Paris and Kim weren't really friends for a long time. Kim became famous because of Paris. Kim was hanging out with Paris during those days. That's how she became famous. She went out with Nick Lachey. It landed in the paper. And, you know, Paris was on the front lines. Kim was helping her organize her closet. So Kim was running around with Kim, and she went to the Paris Hilton School of Fame. And, you know, I guess she made her teacher proud. But they kind of divided a little bit. So Kyle wasn't really friends with Kris, and that all happened later. Kyle came together to be good friends with Kris, and Kathy always rolled in that circle, but I think they've also become much closer. And so it was just like a different Hollywood world. She and Maurice, like, are very, you know, they're very high. How do I say this in the most positive way? They're very highfalutin. Like, they just are. They roll in a very different, glamorous way than I do. And I left the Housewives, and I didn't really follow a lot of the Housewives. It's not that scientific. Like, I've said this on Watch What Happens Live. You could go through my Housewives follow and unfollow, or people follow. I'll follow, like, a random weirdo dog owner or makeup person. I won't follow someone I know and I'm friendly with. I like Kyle. I care about her. I find her to be really fun. I like Farrah. I like her family. But I didn't follow her because it's a lot of, like, housewifey stuff, and I don't really care that much about it. And in no rude way. I don't know that I follow Dorit for the same reason. I'm sure she's a lovely person. It just doesn't really have that much to do with me right now. So everyone likes to make a big deal out of everything. But my relationship with Kyle, and also I became friends with Nikki years later. Like, one night I went out with Kyle and Nikki was there. And we had a nice time. And then I think Nikki invited me to Paris's birthday party, and I was wild. And they were like, wow, Bethany's fun. And we connected later. It's not like I've been in touch with Paris and Nikki since I used to, like, watch them. I'd like to dine out and pretend that's true. It's not even true. Like, it happened years later. We found each other in, like, this new iteration of fame and just, like, like the nostalgia that I used to babysit them. That was like an era all this time. And I was never friends with Kathy. Kathy was paying a check to me of $8 an hour also for wrapping poorly wrapped Christopher Ragga ornaments at a gift store. Like Kathy didn't give, I mean, respectfully to Kathy, she doesn't give a shit about who I am. She's always been nice to me, but like, we're not on the same level. I was Kyle's friend driving a Ford Probe, hostess at La Scala, wrapping gifts in her store. We weren't exactly hobnobbing at the same parties. I went once to her Christmas party because Kyle invited me years ago, but we were not at the same level. And I ran into her years later at Oscar de la Renta, which I said. And then I became friendlier with Kathy because Nikki and I connected and liked each other. And Nikki invited me to her bridal shower and Kathy was there and was always nice to me. And then now she's on The Housewives. So we reconnected and roll in the nostalgia of how I used to work for her. But like, that's the whole real story of it. You know, if you go back and look at Housewives, the first couple of years, Kyle came onto The Housewives with me. That's vintage. She was in a scene with me. I wonder if they ever aired it. They might've cut it out. It was at a hotel. She came and shot a scene with me at the 60 Thompson Hotel in Beverly Hills on when I came to LA for Housewives. Kyle came on the show with me. So that's my relationship with them. So respect, love, nothing honestly but love. No, a lot of the family stuff, as I said before, but there's not, that's the whole real story. 100% fact.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.